Sunrise 6:32 this morning, which is just a few minutes away. And the WAND weather radar for the Talk 101 listening area. There's no rain or snow in our listening area this morning. There is some snow a little bit northwest of Bloomington.
Want to say...
Boy, sure glad I'm not a Cub fan. What'd you spell?
Nothing. I wanted to say good morning to Mike
good
King
morning.
From
Merryman
Herb Farm. Why don't you, before we get started,
sure,
give your disclaimer.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hey, it's starting to warm up out there.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the weather. I mean,
we're supposed to by Monday if temperatures in the upper 50s, possibly even close to 60.
I know. That's what I was hearing. It's
after
March.
After yesterday's snow, which was typical of February.
Oh yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Let's get into your business here.
Well, quick, I just want to say it's starting to warm up, so we will be having plants usually around tax time, April 15th. So that's, I mean, people are going to start asking, when are you getting your plants?
Well, I was going to just ask you.
Yeah.
Because people, that's me.
Yeah. Hi, Doug.
Hey, when are you getting plants?
Well, we'll have a lot of herbs.
When are you getting them?
Around April 15th. It's tax time.
Now, you know, you have tomato plants. You have some vegetable plants as well.
We'll have a few of those and some everlasting, you know, decorative flowers and things like that. Just our regular mix that we get every year. But I was just thinking about that. I was like, yeah, we'll be getting plants pretty soon. We're probably going to have to start weeding. We did a little bit. I think it was a week or so ago. It warmed up a little bit. We
weeding?
Got yeah. Oh, yeah.
They grew in the...
The weeds grow all the time.
Flower beds have got them in them, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They
see,
don't
what
quit.
The best crop of tomatoes and peppers I had was about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I got a box. I went out and bought a box. And in the box, I filled it up with fresh soil.
Yeah.
Planted it in there. I had no weed problems all year. I had the biggest tomatoes and the biggest peppers you can imagine. They were just great.
Oh, I bet. I bet that must have been some really good soil that
it,
you put in.
It was just their basic potting soil, the clean stuff.
Huh.
Go get the clean stuff. Spend
a few
extra dollars.
Clean stuff.
You know, when the bag says $5 on it, go $6.
Oh, yeah, we just weed. Eventually, we get what we call a mature plot that's been thoroughly weeded, and all the seeds, because there's seeds that'll come up, you know, that have been in there for years, and they'll just keep coming up.
Well, the nice thing was, like the tomato plants, it blocked the sun out from down low.
Yeah, and then that stops it, too.
Stop the
weeds. Yeah, if you get a really thick growth, like in our Costamary, or I remember we had a gorgeous borage plot.
A what?
Borage. It's kind of a edible green herb.
Okay.
Actually can make borage oil out
of
it.
I thought you first
like
said porridge. I'm like, wow, that was pretty
porridge,
cool.
Porridge pot.
Yeah. I just pictured three little bears sitting there waiting for the porridge.
Well, speaking of food.
I actually, before you get there, we need to answer a question.
Oh, sure.
Before this lady gets to work.
Oh,
Kayla
yeah.
wants to know, how do you select a multivitamin? What is needs to be in it to make it over the top good?
Awesome question. Thank you. Very first thing I look at is make sure it doesn't have any synthetics in it. And one of the best things to do is look at the vitamin E. And if it says DL, alpha tocopherol, and I know that's a big word, but look for the little D and the little L. That stands for darn lousy. That's a synthetic vitamin E. You want D without the L, alpha tocopherol. So look for vitamin E. If it has food colorings in it, no, you don't want to go there either. So those are the first two things that I look for. But we generally look for even more advanced things like with the B vitamins, the methyl, the MTHFR, methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase formulations for the Bs. And the B12, we look for methylcobalamin rather than cyano. So usually with the vitamins that we get in, we know the companies. We know that they're whole food. We know that they're naturally based and natural's, you know, been used so terribly. It doesn't have a lot of meaning anymore. But from a really good, pure, wholesome source, And we know what the synthetics are. I mean, that's what I do. So that's what we generally look for. I'd make it really quick, simple, and easy, and that'd be just come out to Mary Man, because we've already gotten rid of all of the junk vitamins that are based. Some of them are absolutely, I feel like they're garbage. I mean, even vitamin C generally is synthetic, as ascorbic acid. You want to make sure that your vitamin C is coming from whole food sources like Amla or Camu Camu, which are berries, or even, you know, the fresh fruits. We have one, which is one of my favorite, which is the gold whole gold line from Nature's Plus, and it has 120 whole food constituents in it. So you're really getting concentrated whole food. And then when you concentrate vitamins, you want to make sure that they're not GMO, that they're USDA organic. So, you know, because when you're potentizing something, you also could be potentizing toxins too. So you want to make sure you start with something very pure.
Since you mentioned vitamin C. Huh? Does vitamin C, in reality, does it fight off colds, flu, and that kind of stuff, do you think?
It, in and of itself, maybe doesn't directly. It's non-nutritive. I guess you could consider it an antiseptic. It's not really classified as that. But vitamin C pushes your whole immune system and supports your immune system and everything you need to fight colds and flus. Yes, vitamin C is very good to get. But the just regular over-the-counter vitamin C ascorbic acid is basically synthetic. It's not a whole factor. It doesn't have the synergists or the compounds in there that work together to really potentize it. So you're much better off getting a whole food like a Camu Camu or Amlon. You can take a lot more of that because it doesn't burn your tummy, and it's not as synthetic and harsh on your body. It's very well metabolized. It stays in your body a lot longer. Synthetic vitamin C does not stay in your body. Every hour, basically lose half of what you took. So if you take 1,000 milligrams in the morning, by noon there's no vitamin C for your body to utilize. We do have time release. We have the ascorbic the carbonate, which is basically branded as ester C. That's okay, but I really like the whole food and natural ones. And then we have, you know, the nanosphere and all kinds of different formulations. But the general generic vitamin C ascorbic acid, we don't even carry that anymore. I don't like it in the store. I don't really think it has much good or much use.
So what is your top three multivitamins at Mary Man Herb Farm? What are,
top three brands are the Nature's Plus, Garden of Life, and New Chapters. And then we have like Irwin's and a lot of other brands that are maybe a little bit less expensive. But those are the big three leading brands. We have women's, men's. We have the prenatals, of course, things for younger people, children's, teens. But Nature's Plus has been making vitamins forever, and they're super high quality. They really know what they're doing, and they're reasonably priced. And, of course, New Chapter is too, and so is Garden of Life. All of those are what we call the natural. We kind of classify them as the MTHFR because they have all of the bioavailable B vitamins. So if you have problems absorbing or metabolizing, which a lot of people do, they say up to 80% of the population has some deficit with their metabolism as far as being able to absorb and metabolize the B vitamins, particularly synthetics.
I like Garden of Life products. They are fantastic.
Right. And also, I know you like Now. Now has some really good vitamins too. And they're super high quality, and they're very inexpensive. And I never like to call Now a generic company because it's not. It's a high quality company at a low price. And of course, Scott, have you been to their facility?
I have too.
It's huge. They have one of the best quality control labs that I've seen. I think, what is it, Neil Levin, who's the head of the lab there?
Mm-hmm.
Really good guy. I've known him for years. And I've been in that lab several times, and they do stuff that's beyond anything you can imagine. I mean, they test for everything, and that really makes you feel good. Plus, a lot of times too, I know with Now, they will go to the source. So does Garden of Life. They actually oversee, like, for the whey products, the dairy, like in Ireland or California, they oversee the farm, the dairy farms, where, you know, wherever these companies are sourcing from. And that's not cheap to do, but they become very efficient at it. So the prices aren't really, you get what you pay for. You know, I think, Doug, you were talking about maybe paying a little extra for something. You know, you really do. Yeah, you really do. When it comes to vitamins, you know, you can buy a super cheap vitamin. You might as well lick gravel and eat cardboard. You know, it's not going to do you any good. In fact, there was an actual study on rats where they fed them the cereal and the cardboard box, and the ones that ate the cardboard box did better than the puff cereal that they ate.
So you're saying I should not use my Flintstone vitamins anymore?
you know, not to talk brands or anything, but that particular brand was written
look
up
what
as
you
probably,
did.
Probably one of the worst ones out there. Yeah, oh. It's really poorly rated. So are some other major brands that are highly advertised. Why do they have to advertise them so much?
Well, they want to sell them.
They want to sell them, yeah. Right. And they're basically made by marketing people. I can look at the listing of the vitamins, the components in there, and be like, oh, my goodness, this is all synthetic plastic garbage. You know, yeah, you know, I could sell you something for, you know, $10 and say, you know, does all these things. Well, it really doesn't. The synthetics are not going to do what the natural stuff does. And that, I don't know why these companies don't get into trouble. I really don't. There's a huge difference between synthetic vitamin E and regular vitamin E. Yeah, it's money. Yeah, Doug. Yeah, he's rubbing his fingers.
So I guess.
The money.
So do you have like gummies? Speaking of Flintstones,
oh yes.
That
oh yeah.
Do they come in cute little shapes? Because I mean, like I like my Dino.
The Nature's Plus gummies. We sell massive amounts of those. So I am really good.
They do a multiple sure. vitamin in a gummy.
They did multiple vitamin in a gummy. We have children's gummies, different flavors. We have individual flavors, mixed flavors.
Can I get that on your POS system?
Yeah, but our new e-commerce, shopmerryman.com, is up and running, and we're really
excited.
That's
what I meant.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, POS is piece of, no, I'm sorry, point of sale system.
Point of sales, Mike.
Yeah. Well, for a while, it was a piece of stuff because it was really, it was
right.
giving us fits. Oh, my
right,
gosh,
so
about
you're,
3 years ago.
By the way, before you get into anything.
Oh, I just, talking about gummies, there's a new gummy
oh, okay.
for eye support.
Okay.
But yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, e-commerce, you can get on. What's the
ShopMerryMan.com. That's ShopMerryMan.com. ShopMerryMan.com. And it's good to go. You can get on there.
Look at it right now.
Yeah, you can look at it right now.
You can listen to Mike and look at the website.
We don't have everything on there. We're adding new items every week. I think we're up to 500-600 items. I mean, we have 17,000 items available in the store or right around there. That we can have access to. I think in the store itself, we have about 10,000 items. So, but yeah, this, speaking of gummies, there's a new Gummy Science Digital Eye Support from Life Extension, and it helps with the, you know, it has all the carotenoids, the lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin, helps with a healthy macular pigment density, defends against the blue light from the digital device screens, and it's clinically studied health support, helps with glare, photo stress, and the blue light. And with that, you can kind of read in here too, with the good, you know, getting this for the eye strain and so forth, and get, helps you be up longer for screen time. And they taste really good. They're little gummies. And actually being exposed to light during the day can help you cause troubles with sleeping and makes you a higher risk for macular degeneration. So this is really one of these things that helps prevent that eye damage. And I've noticed sometimes you get a little eye fatigue, particularly if you work in an office and you're in front of a computer screen all day and they've got the new LED lights. You just, or you get home, by the time you get home, you're trying to watch TV and it's like, you know, this is blurry. Try one of these. Try one of these little gummies. And I've noticed that it actually helps my vision almost within about 20 minutes. I can see a little difference. Same thing that I've talked about, the blueberry leaf extract. That's another one that I love. And then you hear about all these vitamins with the A-Red study. And that's, I crossed the line there, didn't I, Doug? I put my paper over on Doug's side of the table and he threw it over back on my side. Didn't you, Doug?
I did.
Well, boys,
by the way, before we get in a fight.
What did you learn in this first 20 minutes? Because I learned something. Did you learn anything?
What did you learn, Doug?
I learned Flintstone vitamins set you off.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. You beat me to the punch.
And headsets that are blaring.
Well, no, that didn't set me off at all.
Actually, I laughed pretty good. All right, we got to take a quick break here for news. So we're going to have more with Mike coming up here in just a few minutes. Right now, News This Hour brought to you by our friends at the Brass Horn. The Brass Horn, located in the heart of downtown Decatur, providing big city selection with small town service. The Brass Horn.
In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. A new bill has been proposed that would prohibit Illinois schools from using Native American themes for logos, mascots, or other imagery, unless, of course, they follow certain steps in accordance with House Bill 4783, such as get written consent from a Native tribe within 500 miles of the district. This would have to be renewed every 5 years. Offer a course to students that outlines contributions made by Natives to society. Hold a school-wide program twice a year to educate students on Native American culture, and report these programs to the State Board of Education. If guidelines are not properly followed, the schools will not be allowed to compete in playoffs. A second Riverton officer has resigned following the incident that showed an officer headbutting a man. The officer who appeared with Grant Peterson on video, Trisha Langan, turned in her resignation on Tuesday. Peterson is facing charges of official misconduct and 2 counts of aggravated battery. The Decatur police are searching for a suspect that burglarized the Starbucks on West Mound Road. Back on February 17th, the man was seen on surveillance footage early in the morning. It is currently unclear how much money the suspect left with. If you or someone you know has information on the suspect, contact the Decatur Police Department Detective Bureau at 217-424-2734. In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. To see stories like these and others, go check out DecaturRadio.com.
Want big city selection with simply small town service? Let me share with you a secret. It's the Brass Horn in downtown Decatur. George and Ryan have a great selection of men's clothing from dress to casual and everything in between, including accessories. Listen, you want to look your best, so why skimp? Shop a locally owned and operated store that simply provides you the best value for your men's clothing dollar. The Brass Horn, located at the corner of Merchant and Prairie in the heart of downtown Decatur, you owe it to yourself to come in today. The Macon County Farm Bureau is proud to salute FFA members throughout the community. They recognize how important it is for our young people to receive the kind of education and training that will prepare them for leadership roles in agriculture. Join them in supporting FFA activities during National FFA Week and throughout the year. This message brought to you by the Macon County Farm Bureau. Stop by and see them today at 1150 West Pershing Road in Decatur. The Macon County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Broadcasting live from the Talk 101 studio, brought to you by Tanzius Logan Funeral Service and Care. They want to remind you when you pre-plan your funeral, you have everything prepaid so that your family is also relieved of any financial burden. Visit leavememoriesnotdebt.com.
Coming to Kirkland Fine Arts Center, actors from the London stage performing William Shakespeare's The Tempest on Thursday, March 5th.
The minute of their plot is almost come! Well done! Avoid no more!
Actors from the London stage is one of the world's oldest touring Shakespeare theater companies. Come see 5 actors perform multiple roles in a dynamic night of theater. The Tempest, Thursday, March 5th at Kirkland Fine Arts Center.
You do look my son in a movie sort as if you were dismayed. Be cheerful, sir.
Tickets available online at kirklandfinearts.com or by calling 217-424-6318.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things? The most important things in our lives. The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, I do, but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson with your Talk 101 forecast. Good Thursday morning, Central Illinois. Your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND is calling for partly cloudy skies, breezy winds, and cold temperatures as highs today climb into the middle and upper 30s. For tonight, clouds return with cold temperatures as lows dip down into the low 20s. Tomorrow, we'll see the return of cloudy skies with a couple of isolated flurries possible, a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson. Have a great morning.
Three great ways to listen online. At DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
Busboom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. Mike King and from Merryman Herb Farm. Mike, you have got some other things happening
at
Merryman Herb Farm.
We still have our Cooking with Beer cooking show in partnership with executive chef Brian Pear, sponsored by Skeff Distributing Company, March 16th. That's on a Monday, 2020, 6 p.m., 6 to 8. We will open the store afterwards. We still have about 8 openings. So the deadline to sign up is Thursday, March 12th. And the cooking shows are held inside the Merryman Tea Room. Seating is limited, so please sign up early. Give us a call at 217-429-1555. That's 217-429-1555. So what are we going to have, Doug? Do you know what we're going to look at this? We're going to have...
What are we going to have, Mike?
We're going to have...
Looks like you're going to have Bud Light Lime Rice.
Yes. Bud Light Chelada. Chelada?
Chelada.
Chelada. That's tomato and clam cocktail. Clamato braised beef tips. The flavor in that should be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
The acid in the tomato will take that to a whole new level.
Yeah, up several notches.
Mm-hmm.
312 or 312 Urban Pale Ale Spinach and Kale Pasta Salad. That should be very interesting. And that'd be very healthy. But stop it, Doug. Shock Top Belgian White Poached Carrots. Doug doesn't like his veggies.
I don't like kale.
No. I don't like kale either.
Well, you know what? I can almost guarantee you this kale will not be tasting like kale because Chef really knows how kale can be bleh. And his kale is always really good. I'm always impressed.
The only kale I liked was Cal Yarborough.
Cal Yarborough, okay.
He raced the NASCAR.
He did. Shock Top Belgian White Poached Carrots Bud Light Lime Rice.
Yes, I said that.
Michelob Original Lager Baked au Gratin Potato.
That's yummy.
Budweiser Cheddar Drop Biscuits. Oh, my gosh, the malt from the beer and, oh, my gosh, beer biscuits. That could be.
Those things would be big.
Those, yeah. I remember last time. Chef just kept making them, and everybody had, I don't know, that's all they were eating, I think, was the biscuits.
What are we having for dessert?
Okay. B-A-B-E, Babe Red Baked Fruit Crisp with Sweet Oat Crumb. So it's a fruit crisp with a crumb topping, Babe Red.
That would be the variety of apple.
The variety of apple. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's going to be, I'm just... $27 per person. Reservations with prepayment are required. Chef Pear will provide you with a full gooder meal following cooking demonstrations. You also receive the full recipes to take home and try for yourself. BYOB, please drink responsibly. So
the date again?
The date is Monday, March 16th. It'll be in a couple weeks.
Still a couple weeks, but you want to get your reservations in now.
Well, we only have 8 more openings left.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Once they're gone, they're gone.
We are going to be doing a lot more of the cooking shows and barbecues. All of the cooking show times are generally 6 to 8 p.m. on a Monday. So look to see if you've got any Mondays open, because I think starting around April, we're going to probably start the barbecues up. And I'm really looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun. We were doing almost 2 a month there when we were in our peak season, August, September. April, May, July, we'll probably do one. Sometimes it gets a little warm in July, August, so we maybe only will do one barbecue because it gets warm. And then, of course, we get into October is usually when we finish up because it starts getting cold. So we finish up then. We're going to have our 34th annual Summer Garden Tea Party Saturday, June 20th, 2020, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The cost is $20 per person. And we always have the Fairy Garden Tea Party. We're going to step that up a notch. We're going to celebrate the arrival of summer at Merryman. Enjoy delectable treats, tea and lemonade, garden tours, talks, crafts, presentations, and our beautiful herb garden. Enjoy afternoon tea and luncheon. We'll be serving some traditional and not-so-traditional items for you to enjoy. And again, reservations with prepayment are required. Cost is $20 per person, $15 for children, 10 and under. Ages 3 and under are free. 31st Annual Merryman Christmas High Tea, Saturday, December 12th, 2020, 12 to 2 p.m. The cost is $15, $10 for children 10 and under. Join us for a wonderful afternoon high tea with an array of both sweet and not-to-be-forgotten savory treats. Liz has chosen 12 special goodies to serve with Merryman's Berry Berry Tea and some Aspen Spice Mulled Cider, too. This afternoon is sure to thrill the taste buds and bring a little extra joy to your Christmas season with Christmas stories filled with insights on Christmas traditions, elves, and Santa folklore. Did you know that we bought Liz and some of the staff little fairy outfits? And they are trying to get me to get a gnome outfit for the garden tea party. They're going to put me in a gnome outfit. I refuse to be an elf. I wasn't going to wear
so
ties.
So wait a minute.
They
Stop
want me to dress
there.
Up as a gnome.
We got Liz and some of the employees' fairy outfits. Who's
yeah.
we?
Liz and the girls.
They got
me.
Them.
Well, I bought them.
You bought them.
I bought them. Yeah.
Fredericks they're, of Hollywood, or where'd you
no,
get these
No, no, no. They're
from?
Actually handmade in Australia,
oh,
Doug, or New Zealand,
cool.
actually.
That's cool.
There's a lady in New Zealand that makes these. Oh, they're really cool.
Do they have little wings on the back?
Yeah, 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 yeah. And they got the real, oh, they're just really, really pretty. And the girls, you know, they look really nice in them, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, they're hand custom made.
So yeah. they can go ahead and they can get in reservations for all these events that you've talked about, and that can happen.
Well, yes. Give us a call at 217-429-1555. That's 217-429-1555. Yeah, give us
you
a call.
You are awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to tell Liz that.
You're awesome, because that's some good stuff.
It is fun. Thanks, Doug. Yeah. It really is. And these barbecues and chef, we have so much fun with that. I know that's why they fill up. Just because it's a fun time. Plus, you get, you know, the recipes and the food is really good. It's basically all you can eat. Once in a while, we'll run out of the meat dish, but everybody gets a huge helping. I think it's because some people have hollow legs, and that's okay. Some of these, it's like,
this is why
you just had 2 pounds of beef.
This is why all the you-can-eat buffets have all closed here in town.
Yeah,
because people ate all they could eat.
They ate all they could eat. We always, and sometimes we have some leftovers, and we usually do, and we let people take them home. So
we need to
take a break.
We
take
need
a
to
break?
Take a break. Yes,
okay.
We're going to do that, and we'll come back, and we'll have more with Mike coming up next on Talk 101.
Talk. Country financial agent Tim Young invites you to join him during National FFA Week to celebrate FFA and show your support of agricultural education and the future of agriculture. This week and every week, we recognize the impact our FFA members and supporters have on our local chapters, communities, and agriculture. Country financial agent Tim Young is a proud supporter of our local youth in FFA and its efforts in continuing to keep the future of agriculture strong in our area. Visit FFA.org today to learn how you can get involved.
Agriculture and agribusiness are huge driving forces behind our area's economy. The Community Foundation of Macon County is a proud supporter and sponsor of agriculture and the impact that it has on all of our lives. This week is National FFA Week, and the Community Foundation of Macon County is proud to be part of and salute the agriculture producers in our area. To learn more about the Community Foundation of Macon County and how they benefit our area, log on to their website at macon.org.
1977. That's the year that Crossroads Truck Equipment started their family-owned truck parts and service business. Their store on Logan Street in Decatur is where truck people go for truck parts. Over 40 years in the business assures you of a large inventory of quality, dependable, medium and heavy-duty truck parts with free local delivery. The area's choice for truck parts, Crossroads Truck Equipment, 2220 East Logan Street in Decatur, committed to quality, here to serve you and here to stay.
Bus Boom and Wolf. The longer you listen, the later it gets. Now, let's check our watches and bring back Scott and Doug on Talk 101 FM.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. Mike King in from Merryman Herb Farm. Mike, quickly want to throw out another question to you.
Sure.
And hopefully you'll have an answer for this one. I find this one interesting. Listeners wanting to know what products you might have that they could take for memory.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've got the Prevagen, the calcium-binding protein, the jellyfish. We were the first in Central Illinois to carry that product because I knew Mark Underwood, who basically was the manufacturer and was involved in the not in the discovery, but oversaw the early discoveries. I think it was University of California years ago with what was making the jellyfish light up, and they realized that some of the same mechanisms there could also light up our brain in layman's terms. But yeah, there's a calcium binding protein, Prevagen, just overall for, you know, memory and brain function. The good old ginkgo biloba is another one that's been used for like forever. It's very inexpensive. That also helps with your eyesight and sometimes even tinnitus because it helps with a fine capillary. We have a whole huge selection. But I really like the Prevagen. It'll bring you back to your best day. So if some days you're able to remember names better or remember what you had for lunch or whatever, it'll bring you back to that best day. It won't make you better than you were or are, but it will bring you back to a better day, which is, for some people, just perfect. I mean, you know, if you can remember everybody's name and dates and numbers and where, you know, your appointments and, you know, I think as we get older and with the stress and everything, the Prevagen is a calcium binding protein. It works in the brain, kind of feed the brain, but it also being a calcium binding protein helps, and that's a side benefit of it. It's not talked much about in the literature because they don't want to make the claims, but it is beneficial for bones. And it also, the studies are showing it helps you to sleep better at night. So you're more alert during the day and you get a better night's sleep. And we have all of the different strengths, the regular, there's a professional strength, there's a high potency. And I think there's now a chewable, if I'm not mistaken. We even have a chewable on that one. So, and speaking of that, and other products, a lot of people are wanting to know, you know, now that we have all the CBD products and the hemp products, and they're really out there, we have a whole new product line that my staff wanted me to talk about. It's a CBD-based facial moisturizers and serums, and it's called Hydrocana. And it's brought to you by Irwin Naturals, which makes a lot of supplements and vitamins. But they have a daytime facial moisturizer, a nighttime moisturizer, a facial serum, an eye serum, a body cream, a body lotion, a scalp serum, a balm, Ultra CBD balm, and a CBD body cream. I like the balms. I'm a really big fan of all of those because of my knee. And I try all of those out. This one's a pretty good one. My favorite is the Zuri cream. If you have ache or pain, that stuff is awesome. There are some other ones, too, that are really good. They also make a CBD moisturizing face mask, pore refining cream, facial peel. So all of these are CBD-based. The hemp oil base is supposed to be very, very good. It's derived from full-spectrum hemp extract. It's using technology that helps retain the beneficial phytochemicals that are found naturally in the plant. Of course, all this is third-party tested. So there's a lot behind this. The Hydrocana is a very revolutionary ingredient. It's been an essential part of Japanese skincare. And if you notice, I remember we had, years ago, we had a big tour from Japan, and my mom was like, you know, your skin, you know, the Japanese women's skin is always so beautiful. And they're like, yeah, we put, you know, the creams and the lotions, and almond oil is a big one that they use too. So anyway, we have that wonderful line. And speaking of combos, we have Canna Curamin, which is the hemp, and the curamin or turmeric base. But this is really interesting because it is one of these things that helps with the health of the muscles, the joints, the nerves. A lot of people with neuropathy, joint and muscle pain.
Got six minutes.
Thank you.
I'm just telling you.
Thank you, Doug. Yeah. Thank you. Doug.
Now you got
Doug,
5 minutes.
Doug's my buddy. Yeah. I got five minutes. Five. Yep. He's got, okay. Hi. Yeah, oh, he's not wanting a high five. Yep. All right. Yeah. The guys are really great here. They kind of give me a heads up so I can get my timing right here, which is awesome. Anyway, you didn't know that. You can't see that because this is radio. So you can't. And you can't see what we're wearing either. So that's, we got different clothes, all different clothes on today. So we didn't get a memo.
I've got the lime green today.
Yeah, lime green. I got my whatever plaid, blue plaid with corduroys. Scott, you got a maroon and khakis on.
Well,
we both got khakis.
The clock is still running.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to get a four here in a minute. Anyway.
This is like a government.
Canna Curamin. It's a turmeric hemp synergy. And it's an anti-inflammatory. It's really beneficial for that. We have a really nice pill form. It's unadulterated, pure, unlike others. There's no synthetic additives. It also has a coming from North American Herb Company, has a rosemary and oregano oil base. But if you've got some aches and pains or neuropathy or anything like that, you might want to investigate this product. It's research-based and tested with proven ingredients and levels of the active ingredients. And it's a biologically active compound. So Canna Curamin and Hydrocana for your skin. So those are absolutely awesome. Hey, do we have time? Because we have a lot of really wonderful products out at Merryman, but we got 3 minutes. And believe it or not, I know you don't believe this, Doug, but I actually have customers that want to do Stump Scott and Doug every now and then.
No, they don't.
So are we all ready for that? Y'all ready for Stump?
Not one of your customers has ever come in and said, I want to do Stump Scott and Doug. Not one.
People who eat breakfast are what percent less likely to be overweight and have a 41% reduced risk of developing insulin resistance?
65%.
65% people that eat breakfast are healthier? Scott, you think?
60%.
60.
Okay. You got to turn your microphone on, Scott.
Scott, you won. It's 44%. You were the closest. So I'm almost done with this whole page here. The Moringa oleifera.
So the majority of people don't need breakfast is what you're saying.
No, they do. They're 44% less likely to be overweight, and they have a 41% reduced risk of developing insulin resistance. So eating breakfast is good. It just depends on what you eat. You need to eat healthy things for breakfast.
So Doug's 0 for 1. Let's see if you can go 0 for 2.
Now,
you're 0 for 1, too. You weren't even close.
Moringa oleifera leaves are found in the Himalaya Mountains in India. And they contain how many times more iron than spinach, plus potassium, calcium, and vitamin C and A. We sell that. In fact, I put that in my coffee, a little bit of that, because it's like a super vitamin. Speaking of vitamins, you could just get the Moringa powder and put that in your smoothie. I have customers that do that. They love it. And it's from India and from the Himalayas.
What percentage, Scott?
I'm going to go.
How many more times? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is really good if you have anemia. Five times
four.
More iron than spinach.
Four.
Doug. Okay, Doug won this one. It's three. He's the closest. Three
Doug's
times more.
Two.
That's a lot. Spinach is super high in iron.
So are you.
If you want to do something natural, you could look into this Moringa. Okay, a single red blood cell can circle your entire body in how many seconds if you have healthy circulation? So a little blood cell goes...
120.
Takes 120 seconds to circle your entire... Your heart beats pretty hard.
I'm going to do...
Pumping around.
I'm going to do 90 seconds.
90. Would you believe 20 seconds? That's fast. In 20 seconds, a single red blood cell can circle your entire body. That poor little red blood cell, he's probably like, here I am. Oh, no. There I am. Oh, I was there just 20 seconds ago. Woo. Oh. Okay. 1 minute. Okay, I'm Mike King from Merry Man Herbs. We're open daily, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sunday. So we're open daily. Please visit shopmerryman.com and also our website, merryman.com. Those are two different websites. One is an e-commerce. One is just fun and information and about our business. You can give us a call at 217-429-1555. We're located at 1405 Merryman Lane in Decatur, Illinois. We've been in business for over 43 years. And for those who have not been out there, I've been waiting for 43 years for you to come out and visit us. So please do. I would love to see you out there. We have all kinds of goodies and you know, the little cookies and treats and all of that. And I'm getting the waving finger.
No, that's his helicopter.
Oh, that's his helicopter. Yeah. I haven't seen the flashing lights yet.
That's his barrel roll.
That's the, okay.
That's wrap it up.
Wrap it up. All right. Thank you for listening to Herb Talk.
All right. Thank you, Mike. That is Mike King from Merry Man Herb Farm with Herb Talk. And believe it or not, Doug, we have completed 1 hour of the program.
I believe it.
Jeff Nally is on the way. And, of course, his first look at agribusiness news is brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois, a good fit for all of your farm and crop insurance needs.
Here on 100.9 WZUS, Macon, Decatur. We're Busboom and Wolf on Talk 101 FM. We'll be back in a few moments.